Good morning. Good morning. It's Monday morning. You're listening to Maximum Radio, Global Time with Jesus Christ. Our theme for today is Christ is the answer. How many know that He is always the answer? Well, I trust that you're up and you're feeling well after a wonderful Mother's Day weekend. We trust that you're blessed. Well, thank you for calling in on today, and we want to come before the throne of grace. That's our objective on today. The Lord has been really answering prayer, and I'm just overjoyed at that. He has really been answering prayer, so we're encouraged to go forth in prayer consistently, getting before His throne, because He is so not only willing but able to hear and answer our prayer. There are a couple of things on our prayer agenda today. The Lord has really been impressing on my heart that we should pray for pray for law enforcement, you know, pray for the government, institutions that need prayer very, very much. We should, you know, we're instructed to pray for our country and all of those persons that have the office of making decisions that affect all of us. So thank you. Our switchboard is busy, I can see. Thank you for taking the time to be with us this morning. Please remember, if there's a pressing, there's a burden on your heart, that there's something that you would like to pray for, please know that you can pray as the Holy Spirit would lead you. We are here to agree with you. There's a powerful force of agreement that's here in our midst. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay, let me just open our session here today with a prayer as we proceed to enter into His throne room. Father, Lord, we thank You today for this opportunity. You've given us another day, another opportunity to get up, and not only to be up, but to certainly shine forth and be a blessing to Your name, be a representative of Your greatness and Your goodness, Lord. You are Lord over all the earth, over all the universe, and we thank You today. We bless Your most holy name. Father, we stand in Your presence humbly, knowing that we stand before greatness. We stand before authority and rule, and we ask You to cleanse us and to wash us, make us clean, so that we are able to stand and raise holy hands in Your presence. We know that You desire to have fellowship with us, and we desire to have fellowship with You, but we want nothing to stand between us. So cleanse us today. You know all our weaknesses. You know our frame. You know the index of our heart. And we thank You today, Lord, for all of those brothers and sisters that are coming on even now that would partner with us as we stand in Your presence. You said that we should come boldly, and so many of us really trust You and desire to be in Your presence, accepting Your invitation. Now, Father, we come in with thanksgiving, with praise. We enter in with all readiness, knowing that we are welcome in Your presence. Now, Father, we want to pray for this nation. We want you to know that we know that we are dependent on you, completely dependent. So we say to you, Heavenly Father, that we come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we pray that you will keep this nation on this day under your wings, and we know that you will help her to continue to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You said in your word that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And Father, we want you to be God over our nation. Heavenly Father, we pray for the President, President Barack Obama today, that you would give him the strength, the wisdom, and the courage. We pray, Heavenly Father, that all of the executive branch of his cabinet and of this nation and all of the members of Congress and all of the individuals that make up the Senate of this nation, all of the leadership of local, state, and regional and county, and all of the federal agencies and commissions and departments of the government of this nation would be under your cover today, under your guidance, getting wisdom and understanding from you. Pour yourself in to each and every person who has been given authority to rule and to guide and to direct. You be the leader today over this nation in every way. You sanctify the departments, or every department that makes up the government today. We pray that justice and peace and provision and prosperity will come forth from those agencies on today, Lord, to make this nation shine before you. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. We thank you for the law enforcement agencies and all that they are tasked to do, that they would have the strength and the boldness as well. So we bless your holy name today. We know that you are on your throne, and your throne is higher than every other institution and authority. And so that is why we appeal to you today. So we thank you for hearing and answering our prayer. We pray that mercy will come forth for those who need mercy in the name of Jesus, even as we go through this day. We thank you, and we do bless your name. Now, Father, for our individual selves and our corporate unity and stand before you in your presence, we thank you for the mercies by which you have allowed us to present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable as our spiritual service of worship to you. Dear Lord, it is not our will to be conformed with this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Help us, Lord, as we prove good, acceptable, and perfect to what your will is for our lives. By grace given to us, show us how not to esteem ourselves more or less important to the body than another. Thank you for the spiritual gifts that have been given to us, that we may prophesy in proportion to our faith, and to teach according to our precious word, and to give liberally and lead with diligence and show mercy with cheerfulness. Lord, show us how our love can be without hypocrisy, can be for real. teach us to abhor what is evil and to cling to what is good. Teach us to be kind and affectionate one to another, and to honor and to give one another, not lagging in diligence, to be fervent in our spirit to serve you. Dear Father, we rejoice in hope, and we're patient and should be patient through every tribulation. We shall continue in providing for the needs of the saints and be truly given to hospitality. We will bless those who curse and persecute us. We will continue in the spirit of truth. We will continue to have joy, the joy of your salvation. Thank you for upholding us with a willing spirit, that we would be able to stand and be lights wherever we are, lights at work, lights at home, lights in the street. Be a blessing. Thank you for those that will cross our path today, that somehow we would be leaving a mark for the kingdom of God, that would cause people to look upward, to search and find you, to call on you and be heard on high. So we thank you today that we are able to do these things, because you've got us up today, and it's another day of serving, another day of being what you want us to be. We thank you for hearing and answering our prayer. Father, those that are ill today, that are experiencing sickness, we stand on their behalf right now. We thank you for our own health, our own wellness. We stand on their behalf right now. They may be members of our family. They may be members of our workplace, our neighborhood. And even now as we pray, we remember this young woman by the name of Judy, that we've offered prayers and prayers of faith on her behalf. Father, we thank you for touching her. Thank you for causing her to call on you, because you are her help. Whatever her situation is right now, we ask that you would just continue to bring healing and restoration, healing to her spirit first, to her soul, and to her body, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for deliverance there. We thank you for Erica's mom right now, Lord. We've sent your word of healing. We sent your word of peace. We speak to every cell of her body that they would line up in health to give you the glory and the honor. Thank you for helping the family to deal with all of the issues relating to her health. Thank you for a good report in the name of Jesus. Now, saints, we had a wonderful time on Saturday. We visited some homeless families here in our city at a particular shelter, and there were many prayer requests. We asked them if they had prayers, and these were mothers. We went to visit with mothers and take them some gifts and some things that would indicate that God, to them, that God has not forgotten them. And we were just joyed at having the privilege to be a blessing to them in the name of the Lord. And they were very receptive, responsive, and appreciative of our presence. Now, we want to pray for them, and I'd ask you to join me in agreement. These ladies are there, and they have children. It's a shelter for families, and a decent shelter at that. And we were just touched with the need and thankful that God had provided a decent place where they can be safe from crime and all of the things that can plague a situation like that. And we want to pray for them right now that God's love would touch them in a way that allows them to enter into relationship with Him. That is the most important thing. And we pray for the covering and protection of their children. Father, we thank you for these mothers that we met on Saturday. We thank you, Lord God, that you've provided a place in our city that is clean and safe and secure where they can continue to care for and raise their children. We thank you, Lord, that we were able to touch them on your behalf. Thank you for the gifts and supplies that you gave to us that we willingly shared and gave to them. Father, we pray that each one of them, you know their desire and the thoughts and intents of their heart. You know that they have prayers in their hearts, things they want to see that are consistent with your will and your plan and purposes for life. Help them, Lord. Give them a sense of being heard on high by you, being heard on behalf of their children. And Father, we know that you're very responsive to children's needs, and you want to bless them, Lord, because while you walked on earth, you said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God." Well, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the children. Thank you, Lord, for their peace, for their health, their safety. Give them the desires of their hearts, Lord, and you know what those are. You know the thoughts and intents of each heart. We thank you for those mothers. Bless them. Cause them to turn to you and receive your fathering. You want to be their father. And give them a sense of needing you, and so therefore calling on you. We thank you for them. We pray that we did your will. We believe we did, and we pleased you by visiting with them. Now, Father, we thank you for this day, and we ask that you would go before us on today. Each of us have tasks and responsibilities that are necessary on today. We thank you for the victory that you've given us in this day. We thank you for each person that's in prayer with us, that are partnering with us right at this moment. We thank you, Lord, that they have the victory today in everything that we do. We know that our sins are forgiven, and we feel comfortable, and we feel in union and at one with you, especially when we start our day in your throne room. We are confident that you, Lord, over this day. So we call on you, you're the God of Israel. And we say, oh, that you would bless us indeed and enlarge our territory. And your hand, we know that it would be with us, and that you would keep us from evil on today. We're confident of that. And that we will cause no pain. And Father, we ask you to grant every request just as you did for Jabez in the Word of God, according to 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 through 10. We thank you today, and we bless your name. Amen. I have an announcement for us today, for those who may not be aware, that on this Saturday, right here in the great city of Newark, we are having a global day of prayer. It's something that's observed globally in every nation, just about, and it's observed every year on Pentecost Sunday, which is this Sunday, and because we'll all be in our own respective assemblies on Sunday, we are having this event on Saturday, and it will be in Military Park, downtown Newark. And I was thinking about this on yesterday, and I said, isn't that it something? And it so happened that we're on the planning committee for this event. So many ministries in our city, the church at Newark, so to speak, will be assembled in Military Park on Saturday at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. in the afternoon. And it will go, this event will go until approximately 8:30. And assemblies such as the Newark Gospel Tabernacle, Dominion Ministries, El Bethel, Church Ministries International, and many, many, many other ministries, the Pray for Newark Ministry will also be there. And we're looking forward to doing the will of God at that time. So we want to pray for that event. And it's interesting, as I thought about it on yesterday, I said, wait a minute, isn't that interesting that the church at Newark is meeting in Military Park? How prophetic is that? How appropriate is that? That is phenomenal. Military Park. We were there on last year as well, so we'll be there again. So please join us. Bring a group of 10 or more if you like, and we'll, you know, we'll be in the presence of God. God is waiting on us. Okay, I want to pray for that right now, and I ask you to join me on that. Experiencing just a little bit of static at this point. If you hear it, please, please be patient with us as we work with our technology on this end. But we're going to pray. If there's someone that would like to pray about that, or lead us on that prayer request, just say so. Just begin to pray, and we'll be able to agree and join with you on that. Is anyone wanting to lead us? You feel that you would like to lead us on praying for the Saturday event in Military Park? This is happening all around the world on this weekend. Is anyone? Okay. If not, then I will be honored to lead us in that prayer. Father, we do thank you that we can join globally with all the other nations where prayer is going up on this coming weekend in advance of Pentecost Sunday and on Sunday. And we thank you. We know this pleases your heart, that around the world, the people of God are beginning to catch and understand the height, the length, the depth, and the breadth of what you're doing. and you've been waiting for this, and it's getting more intense every year, that we're coming into the understanding and agreement with your plan and purposes, your kingdom plan. Now, in this city, Lord, we are honored that we live in a city that is beginning to turn, is beginning to be transformed, not just bricks and mortar, not just streetscapes, but hearts are being turned towards you. And Father, we look towards Saturday the 19th at 6 o'clock, where we come as an appointment and a gathering, hearts joined, spirits in agreement, in military downtown Newark. We pray, Lord, that your ministering angels would encamp around the park so that no harm, hurt, or danger can come to anyone, that every weapon formed against this event, this gathering, this assembly of the church at Newark will be frustrated, would be canceled. Every assignment, every demonic assignment in the name of Jesus is destroyed and put to rest in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that your ministering angels are loosed to camp in every direction, the east, the west, the north, and the south, watching over this assembly as we gather and focus our thoughts heavenwards on behalf of this entire earth, not just our city. We thank you, Lord, that we are able to function as the church at Newark and represent your kingdom in the city, this great city of Newark that was founded by believers so many years ago with the purpose of having a city that's as close to the kingdom of God as possible. Thank you for them and their boldness. Now, Father, thank you for giving us the opportunity to carry the baton of righteousness, the baton of light, the baton of truth in this great city, the city of Jonathan Edwards, the city of David Brainerd, and all of those great men, the city of Charles, of John Owens, and others. We pray that all the wells that have been dug in this city, that we're able to unstop the wells by our action according to your word, so that there's fresh water, fresh to be had by everyone that dwell and that would come to this city, particularly those that come in the name of the Lord. We bless your name today, Father, and we thank you that we have a great and wonderful testimony of what you do on this Saturday in this city. Now, for those of us who are on today, I want to pronounce a blessing on all of you that have joined us. We are at the end of our time, just about. And I would say, God bless you on today. May he keep you. May his face shine upon you. Be gracious unto you. And that you will carry and have and possess his peace. So we thank you today. May God bless all of you as we begin our wonderful day. We're looking forward to being with you again on tomorrow on Maximum Radio Global Time with Jesus Christ. We thank you and God bless you. Amen. I know our time goes fast. We're at the end of it. God bless you. Amen.